What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 5280 Nerd. I am one of your hosts, Michael McCartney.
I am the other, Sean Porter. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This is episode 52, man. So we've officially been doing this a full year's worth of episodes. That's crazy.
Disgusting.
Yeah. We're just growing every day. Listener.
That's great. Hey, it's pretty good. We're hanging tough. We're doing good thanks to our listeners, and we appreciate all your guys' support. We're running again a little late, but we're trying to get it out there for you guys.
But at least it's in a row, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. Stop complaining.
Yeah. You'll be thankful for what you get.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good week.
Yeah. All right. This is episode 52. So, Sean, how was your week, buddy?
It was okay, man. It was pretty busy. I went to the Broncos game. For you guys that don't know, we're in Colorado. 5280 is reference to where we live. So I went to the preseason game on Saturday against the Los Angeles Rams. So the Super Bowl champions versus the last team in the league last season.
Yeah.
But, no, it was good. I saw Simeon play.
Nice.
No, I don't want to talk about football too much. That's a different podcast. Check it out later. Crush Report. but, yeah, man, it was a good weekend. How about yourself?
It was good. Just started my new job and, not started. It's been like 2.5 weeks now, but still just going along with that. And same old, getting married in less than a month. So that's about it, man. Just getting stuff ready for the wedding and boring.
New job and a marriage. Nothing big going
on
in Micah's life.
Yeah, you know, just everything in my life is crazy
right now. Major life changes. But,
yeah. But when everything's crazy, though, you just go with the flow, right? And it all seems normal eventually, so.
It is, man. Sometimes starting a new job's fun. Definitely getting married's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really cool.
Very excited. I'm a very lucky guy. So, well, cool, man. Well, I'm excited to talk about our two cents this week. Not a lot of news this week for listeners. Kind of slow news week. Gamescom just kind of closed up and running a little dry on some news, but we have some stuff for you guys. But starting off for our two cents, the new Luke Cage trailer, Netflix original series, kind of in the whole Daredevil. It's still in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but Netflix has Daredevil out, Jessica Jones. They're going to have the Iron Fist, and Luke Cage trailer came out, and it looks pretty good. Sean told me to watch it. I checked it out. But Sean was pretty excited about this. Sean, you think it's got potential?
Well, I thought it looked amazing, dude. And I was really digging the whole theme of it. Like, the whole idea of the Defenders are kind of, they're like people who aren't really interested in being superheroes, and they kind of just do it because they've been given these powers, but they're not into like wearing all the costumes and stuff and saving the world. They're more like, it's more of like a localized thing, kind of like the Daredevil series. Luke Cage's whole thing is he's like the protector of Harlem, basically. But yeah, he's a badass. And so far, the trailer or whatever was phenomenal. That Mike Coulter guy who plays Luke Cage, I think he's like a perfect pick. He's kind of like this real quiet, I don't know, just this like gentle giant kind of dude. But yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. The guy who plays like the bad guy in it, I don't know what his name on the show is, the Eric Larrey Harvey guy. He's like a mobster in Harlem. But he played a character in Boardwalk Empire. He was like the head of the of one of the mob groups in it. So I really like him as an actor. I think his character was always really good in that show. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Kind of plays a similar character, head of a crime family. But yeah, man, so far I think it looks really good. The soundtrack was on point. Looked like the story was good. All the actors and stuff are pretty well-known characters. So, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely looks like an Origins, which is fun, which is cool. That girl who's the doctor in Daredevil that kind of had a thing with Daredevil who went off and did her own thing, she was in the trailer with him. So a huge tie-in already to the Marvel. They do that so well, man. I mean, that's something that I really got to commend them. I mean, every little B-list character just seems to spread in every series, and that's really cool. I think that's really, really creative. So,
well, the guy Frankie Faison, who plays his dad, plays Pop. He's like, there's like, it opens up with like a scene where he's like, something like, you've been given special powers, blah blah blah. Same spiel you've always heard, but he's like, just like those fellas, you know, saving the world downtown, referencing like all the Avengers stuff that happened there. But they have all of those, the series on Netflix, kind of like hint towards all that stuff, but they don't really ever name much of it. So I think it's really cool, like Micah said, that they tie that all together. I think it's really interesting. And I didn't see all of Jessica Jones as far as the series goes, but I did, the couple that I did see, there was actually one that I saw that was like a crossover with Luke Cage, and they get involved for a little bit and hook up here and there, but it's like, I think later on past this story that's starting now. I know Netflix's plan is eventually that they're all going to become intertwined and even have like a Defender series that's all of them together. So yeah, man, I'm excited to see it keep pressing on. So
yeah, I think it looks good. I think it's got potential. I think it's fun. I'm kind of halfway through season two of Daredevil now. I've been slacking on that, so I got started on that, and it's good. Just got through the Punisher part. But yeah, I mean, I think they're doing a great job. Really good. I almost kind of like it better, the Daredevil series, than the recent, like, Civil War, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. I feel like that's a lot better.
Yeah, totally agree.
But... well, cool. Well, a lot of hype with that, but you never know. But I did play, for our next review this week, I did play the Titanfall 2 beta. And I think it just ended, actually, because we have Battlefield 1 beta starting up. The 29th or the 1st, I forget. But either way, that's what I'm really excited for, is Battlefield. But Titanfall 2 beta, played about 6-7 hours of it. It was pretty, just, you know, at a glance, Sean, it's pretty mediocre. I don't feel like a ton has changed. I feel like the only things that have changed, they've just made it more like Call of Duty. The leveling system is very complicated. I know Polygon and IGN and a lot of other websites and game reviewers agree. It's just, it was very convoluted, very confusing. But you level up your weapons just like in Call of Duty. And once you level up your weapons, you can get new attachments, things like that. But pretty much the gameplay is like Titanfall 1. The mechs feel the same. You get a call on your Titan, same premise. There will be a campaign with this Titanfall, so they're trying to create a franchise, not just based off like Overwatch has or what they did with Titanfall 1, which is good. But I don't know. I just felt really mediocre. Like, I played the beta, and I was like, yeah, probably not going to get the game. It's not a bad shooter. It's solid, but it's just, I don't know. There's just not that factor. It feels very familiar. It feels like I've played it a million times before already, Sean. It feels like I just like another Call of Duty game. So it's fun, but it's not $60 fun. So
yeah, I did not play it. I was just a little too busy the last couple of weeks and wasn't really interested. Like Micah said, we both jumped on Titanfall 1 when it came out, and it was okay at the time, but it quickly got replaced by other stuff that came out. This version, version 2 or whatever sequel to it, is coming out October 28th, 2016, so just around the corner. It seems like, yeah, I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. Like, some people are really into it, and the other side, you know, a lot of people said it's not too much of a departure from what they already did, that kind of failed. So yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of curious to see how it does numbers wise
yeah, I mean, the only things that they added was some new weapons. I mean, honestly, I feel like Titanfall 1 was a lot more fun multiplayer. Titans are different, a little more customization, I think. But yeah, you get to pick, like, instead of just a human being, you can pick, like, you can be a robot, and robots have different attributes than, like, a human does. And there's, like, four or five classes of soldier you can pick, just like Call of Duty. They call them specialists in Call of Duty. And, yeah, there's just a lot of correlation with Black Ops 3, especially. And it was okay. Me and Clarence played a couple games together. We had a lot of trouble getting connected. But then again, it is a beta, so that's to be expected. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not really too excited about it, but I thought I should mention it on the show because it's a pretty big launch title. So, yeah, if you guys played it, let us know what you thought about it. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and like Micah said, we're both really anticipating Battlefront or Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
Which is coming out very soon. Yeah, definitely expect our reviews of that one, of the beta for sure, and definitely the game when it comes out. We probably might lose our jobs that week, but we'll
yep.
see.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait for Battlefield 1. It's going to be outstanding, and I can't wait because everyone's going to jump on, and I feel like this is going to be the push, Sean, that's going to be finally take the crown back from Call of Duty. I think it's going to be number one for a while, so can't wait, man.
Here's to hoping, man. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah,
me too. You actually finished up Stranger Things.
That was quick, right?
Yeah, we did a little review. I gave kind of my two cents a week or two ago, maybe. Well, last week, I don't remember. But yeah, Micah jumped on, powered through it real quick. What'd you think?
Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Sean, it was... So my favorite show of all time is Breaking Bad. I'm not trying to... I mean, that show is just outstanding. I loved it. I watched every episode like it was literally meth on the show. I mean, it was just the most intriguing, best story of a guy turning into this drug lord. I mean, it's just outstanding. Loved Breaking Bad. I always compare... The reason I say that is I always compare every show that I see now to Breaking Bad to, like, is it that good? Is it that addicting? Is it that intriguing? And the answer is absolutely. Stranger Things, I love. I really, really love that show. And I think it has the potential to be one of my favorites of all time. The 8 episodes, if you haven't watched it, do it. I mean, I got my sister watching it. I got my buddy Mark and his wife. They're watching it right now. And everybody who does, man, it's like the first 2 episodes, you have to finish it. You're just so intrigued. So you were totally right. It's an outstanding show. So if you haven't seen it, see it.
So good, man. Yeah, definitely couldn't praise it enough. It's from what I read, I think I read something like it's Netflix's most popular, most viewed show to date, you know, above Orange is the New Black and House of Cards and all these like huge blockbusters. Yeah, I've heard, I know their subscription numbers keep rising, so that probably helps, but... Yeah, man. It's something, some ridiculous number. I'll try to find the stat I saw and put it up on the show notes. But yeah, man, it's phenomenal. It's great. IMDb gave it a 9.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%, which is really high numbers for both of those sites. They don't give anything in the nines very often anymore. And you know, both of me and Micah's opinions of critics. But yeah, it's still impressive that, you know, that across the board they've been getting great reviews and people are loving the show. So yeah, definitely get out there, check it out if you haven't watched it yet. It's definitely worth it. Yeah. Good stuff.
Very good. Well, Sean, moving on to the news, we have some sad news. An actor that me and you both love very, very dearly, part of our childhood, part of our parents' their movie watching days. He was a legend. The legend's name is Gene Wilder, outstanding actor. He passed away today at the age of 83, from Alzheimer's disease. My favorite movie of his of all time is, Willy Wonka. Of course, I watched that VHS tape so much that it literally wore out, the tape in some parts. Loved that movie. Still love that movie that day. I was really, really sad and heartbroken to hear he passed today. But what was your favorite Gene Wilder movie.
Oh, man. So many good Gene Wilder movies. I mean, Willy Wonka, of course, is way up there. Blazing Saddles, The Producers, Young Frankenstein. And I was thinking about this today when I heard the news, and it was really sad. I would say probably Young Frankenstein is probably my favorite, and Willy Wonka is definitely a close second. But yeah, man, he made so many good movies. Just a phenomenal actor, very like expressive with his looks and his face, and very articulate. You know, he definitely had a great life. 83 is a great number. Hopefully, I know Alzheimer's is a horrible disease, and but yeah, man, real sad news. Definitely an icon for sure in the film industry. So he will definitely be missed, and he left an amazing legacy for people to watch for years to come. But yeah.
Yeah. And there was nothing but respect from a lot of celebrities who gave a lot of respects to him today. And it just breaks my heart, because it was kind of like a Robin Williams, you know, remember when he died. Not quite the same, because that was a tragedy with Robin Williams. But Gene Wilder was a huge part of my childhood, man. I mean, I watched a lot of his movies with my dad, and it just makes me sad that he passed. But like you said, 83 is a good long life. So we just wanted to share that with you guys. If you hadn't heard the news, and if you haven't heard of Gene Wilder, go watch Young Frankenstein. Go watch Blazing Saddles. Go watch Willy Wonka, the original. They're outstanding films that really are heartwarming, and they're just great, great films.
Yeah, there was another movie that it's called See No Evil, Hear No Evil, and it's he plays a deaf guy, and Richard Pryor is he's a blind guy, Richard Pryor is a deaf guy, and they're like this duo that figures out, they're just, you know, this crazy trip together. But Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, you can't go wrong. Super funny movie. But yeah, go out there, check out his stuff. I think Willy Wonka and Young Frankenstein are on Netflix right now, so go take a look.
Check it out.
All you youngins out there.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Gene Wilder. We love you, buddy.
Next in the news, we've talked about it for a while. It's very sad news. Wolverine is set to play his last role before he retires, Wolverine 3. It's going to drop in 2017. I think they've already started production on it. With that news coming out, which we've all heard for a while, but he's officially said he's definitely retiring from the role. Do we think that Wolverine is going to be able to live on past this? You know, it's probably definitely the biggest X-Men character for a long time, the biggest Marvel character that was out before the Avengers made their way. The Wolverine 3 that's coming out in 2017, at that time when it finally does come out, Hugh Jackman will have played the role for 17 years, which is crazy, crazy long.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have so much respect for Hugh Jackman. Talk about, he had to have loved playing that role to play it. I mean, you don't play a role that for 17 years unless you really love it yourself. I think he was made for that role. He is and will always be, to me, Wolverine. Makes me want to go buy every X-Men movie and watch it just in honor of him. But to answer your question, Sean, will Wolverine live on after Hugh Jackman steps down? Absolutely. They will recast him, and it's going to be sad, and I don't know what direction they're going to go, but they will recast a Wolverine at some point, and it probably will suck because no one will be as good as Hugh Jackman. But what do you think about it?
Yeah, man, definitely. He's pretty unique in movies to see somebody who plays a certain character in so many different movies over such a great span of time. You know, Batman is, me and Mike, is probably your favorite superhero of all time. And God, there's been how many different Batmans now? Like, and some horrible, horrible renditions of Batman. But yeah, he still remains to be one of our favorite superhero, if not our favorite superhero of all time. So yeah, it's going to be some tough shoes to fill, but I think for sure there's some people out there that could pull it off. I've heard stuff like Charlie Hunnam, which I don't know about a blonde Wolverine, but maybe. Yeah, man, there's definitely a bunch of people out there that could possibly fill that role. I don't know who. I think it'd probably be best for them to pick somebody who's not a huge star, so they could kind of envelop that role and make it their own. And
I agree. I really think what they did with the new Star Wars, what they did with Henry Cavill and Superman, different franchises all over the place. If you pick an actor who's extremely talented, I mean, look at the Game of Thrones. A lot of those actors were not A-list celebrities, and now they are, and they're absolutely talented. And
well,
when you don't,
you know, he's coming out as Aquaman. So
yeah, exactly.
He's moved into that role.
Yeah, and I think the reason that is because you don't have a preconceived notion in your mind when you see this character. You just have somebody who's really talented playing this character that you love. So you can kind of, in your own imagination, picture what you want. I think that was the biggest problem with Ben Affleck as Batman, and still I think he's fighting that, and fans are tossing and turning with it still because it's hard to forget all the movies he's been in. But yeah, I agree, Sean. I think it would be the smartest way to just get a really talented actor and throw them into the role. So
yeah, I totally agree, man. And it was harder for him too because we had, you know, Christian Bale got to be Batman after like George Clooney and stuff. So
yeah,
he didn't have as big of a hurdle to climb. But when you're coming after Christian Bale, who put on a phenomenal performance as Batman, it definitely makes it a lot harder. Which, for whoever takes Hugh Jackman's role, you know, same issue. You're going to have some huge shoes to fill. And I definitely don't envy anybody that has to try to fill those because no matter what or who it is, they're still going to catch flack and be like, oh, this isn't Hugh Jackman. He was so much better at this, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they definitely have a big hill to climb. I think it would be easier for somebody who's not well-known to fill that role than maybe somebody who has a career already and has been known for other things.
I agree completely. But it can be done. We've seen it in the past with Batman roles. So it can be done, but it won't be easy. But yeah, well, I'm excited to see this Wolverine 3. Yeah, man, I think it's going to be outstanding. Hopefully he goes out with a bang and with a great movie. So, all right, so next in the news we have Mini NES Pre-Order Classic Edition sells out in minutes on Amazon. No surprise. I mean, that's amazing, but this is a highly, highly sought-after toy. This is nostalgia in a box. It's how we all grew up. With the original NES. So it's scheduled to launch November 11th, but we wanted to bring it up because it's pretty crazy. It's sold out in minutes on Amazon.
Yeah, I guess pre-order is also sold out from Best Buy and Toys R Us. Apparently there's like a site you could go to and sign up to be alerted whenever new restocks are available. But yeah, man, holiday season, big, huge, you know, a lot of hype behind it. A lot of people our age and older who have, you know, disposable income now. We're adults and we get to buy fun things. It's like the perfect thing that everybody's going to want this year. So, yeah, man, I definitely hope to get one. I was not one of the lucky ones to jump on there those few minutes that it was available on Amazon. So I'm definitely sign up for this alert to get notified when the new one comes out. Or the restocks come out. So hopefully we can get in on that and start playing some fun games.
Hell yeah. Get a review out there for everybody. Let them know if it's worth it. Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to get my hands on it, Sean. But last part of news for this week. Zombieland 2 officially in the works. I loved the original Zombieland. The whole thing with Bill Murray just cracked me up. Jesse Eisenberg. That was kind of his breakout film, in my opinion. Yeah, outstanding film. I'm just so excited that they are making a second one. So it's in the works right now.
Yeah, in an interview during AMC's Geeking Out, screenwriters Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese The duo, also responsible for Deadpool, revealed, among other things, that they are currently hard at work on a script for the next film. That is breaking news that we're on Zombieland 2. Right now, the duo stated, we're sitting with Woody Harrelson tomorrow. This was last week they had this interview. Going to go over like a short walkthrough of the things that they want to do with the film. All the cast is pretty excited. The original film starred Woody Harrelson alongside Jesse Eisenberg. Emma Stone was in it, Abigail Breslin, all these great actors. I loved that movie. I thought it was phenomenal. Obviously, I thought a great part was Bill Murray. He died in the film, but still, it was a great little cameo that he produced. Woody Harrelson, I think, is a phenomenal actor. I always enjoy what he's in. And Jesse Eisenberg has been killing it for years, making great movies. Really excited to see this. I know both of those guys are working on a lot of DC film stuff. And obviously they're going to be very busy with that, so I don't know how long it's going to take them to get to Zombieland 2. I know Deadpool 2 has already been in the works, because it was such a big success. But yeah, man, can't wait to see it. Hopefully all the people come back for a second season and they have another good guest star like Bill Murray. Loved it. Can't wait to see it. Really excited.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. I think it's going to be really good. Deadpool is obviously outstanding. These guys have a great track record of just making outstanding films. So can't wait, man. Cannot wait. That's all the news we have for the week. Sorry again, it's a little short on news, but we would like to do some Truey questions just to make you chuckle if you're on your way to work right now or in listening to us or wherever you're at, wherever you listen to us. But let's see.
Here's a good one. Would you let a random person die somewhere in the world for $1 million?
I mean, what if this person's 99 years old?
You don't know. This guy approaches you on the street and he just says, listen, here's $1 million, but you taking this guarantees that someone's going to die right now. As soon as you
and
take
it could be a loved one, too.
Could be a loved one. Could be some 90-year-old rapist.
Yeah, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's too risky, man.
It's too risky. Yeah.
Or even, just the thought of if it was somebody you didn't know, but it was, like, someone's kid or just something awful like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, swipe up.
Where are we
disagreed.
At?
Disagreed. 51% disagreed that they would take the money. 49% said they would. Well, fucked up people out there.
About half and half. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be too happy when somebody they knew who's random died, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
crazy. People do a lot of stuff for money, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's tempting. I mean, it's tough to make a living.
Totally.
I think that's why these questions come up, because everyone's like, how deprived would I have to be to just give up all my morality and give it up for money?
And just living with that the rest of your life, knowing, like, oh, someone died. Because
of me.
So I could buy a new Xbox or something, you know what I mean?
This Scorpio's awesome, though.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good one. I got one. Asking a woman if you can kiss her on the first date is wrong. I mean...
No, I disagree.
No, I don't think so. I think... No, we didn't kiss on our first date. Did you and your wife kiss on your first date?
No, I don't think so.
We didn't either, but it's not wrong to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that. Really? Yeah, so 27% agree with us and 73% say it's wrong. That's out of 110 votes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a little shocking. Maybe that one needs to stew over a little bit more, because I think that the opinion will swing the other way. here's a great one, Sean. I got a good one. If I found a bag full of cash in a cab, I'd keep it. I'd keep it. Wouldn't you keep it?
That's kind of scary, though, dude, because only shady-ass people carry bags full of cash around.
Yeah, what if they, hunted you down?
Yeah. No joke, because would you stop hunting somebody if you dropped $10,000 somewhere in a cab?
No, you could you could fit more than 10 grand in a bag of cash, true. Like a duffel bag. You could fit like $1 million in a duffel bag.
So say if you somehow had $1 million in a bag and you lost it, would you not go after that person?
Well, if you found it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you lost it, I mean, yeah, I would take it. Would you take it?
Yeah, probably. I would take it and then, like, maybe spend, like, a quarter of it and then turn in the rest and be like, yeah, I don't know, I found it. It was already missing. I don't know what happened.
Well, 84% agree with us. 16% would not keep it. And that's out of 370 people.
So this question's really fucked up, and I think I already know your answer to it, but it said, I just inherited $1 million. Should I tell my girlfriend? No or yes?
Right away? Could I let it? Could I just let it stew for a day or two?
Yeah, I think she would catch on eventually.
Babe, I got $800,000. And then later she found out, you got $1 million? Where'd that $200,000 go?
Did you just buy a new PlayStation? Yeah, don't worry about it. We don't have money for that. No, we do. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you do it?
I would tell. Yeah.
I would tell. I would tell.
So, 55 said that they would not tell. 45 said they would tell. So I guess those 55 would just probably dump their girlfriends after they got it because they're going to figure it out. So I guess it's like you're just moving up or what? I don't know.
Oh, this is a good one to end on. People should be able to shit outside like dogs.
No.
That's the worst idea ever.
Have you ever stepped in dog shit?
Yeah. Have you ever walked outside? Because you imagine
stepping in a person's shit?
Yeah, if you walked outside with a bunch of shit, give me a break. I mean, if you want to know what it's like, just go to 16th Street Mall in Denver right now. It's
no, dude, awful. That'd be disgusting. Everyone would smell terrible. Fuck that.
No. That's fucking awful. What? So 77% think you should walk outside and just take a shit wherever you want. That's our generation, folks. 100 out of 120 people, only 23% agree with us.
I just have to read this one because it made me laugh really hard. This one just says, fuck ranch dressing.
I just saw that too. That's funny.
I love ranch dressing.
I love our ranch. I put ranch on everything.
I disagree.
You don't like ranch?
No, I mean, I disagree with saying fuck ranch dressing.
Yeah.
I like ranch too. Ranch is amazing. And apparently, we're in the minority. 27% agreed. And then 73% disagreed. Oh, no, so we're in the majority. So 73% agreed with us that they said they wouldn't fuck with ranch dressing. But, yeah, man. Well, that was a short episode again, but we're trying to get back on track. At least we're on the same week. We're getting there, guys. We're trying. But thank you guys so much for listening. This has been another episode of 5280 Nerd. Like always, if you could like and subscribe to us on iTunes, that definitely helps. If you want to let us know if you'd shit outside or not, you can reach us on Twitter, like always, at 5280 Nerd. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Micah at
Vash0077.
We love you guys, and hopefully next week the episode will be on time. But yeah, hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. See you later.